Welcome to this episode of The Good Fork with host Diana Edelman of Vegans Baby. We're bringing you interesting conversations, interesting people with a plant-based twist. How long has it been since you got on an airplane? For me, it's been 5 months, and man, do I miss traveling. So with that in mind, on today's episode of the Good Fork podcast, we're going to my old home of Madrid, Spain. I've got Diana Esteban, founder of Madrid Vegan Tours, joining me today. So when I was in Madrid at the beginning of the year, we met and I went on her vegan food tour, and it was incredible. When I moved from Madrid back to Vegas in late 2015, vegan dining was just beginning to take off. Now the vegan food scene in Madrid is crazy. We actually had two tours planned for 2020 together, which obviously are on hold until 2021. So if you'd like more information on the vegan tours I curate and host, head to veganworldtours.com. In the meantime, get ready to journey across the Atlantic and learn more about vegan dining in Spain and running vegan food tours with Diana and me. Hello, hello. Today I am joined by Diana Esteban, the founder of Madrid Vegan Tours. She's what you call a true madrileño. She's born and raised in Madrid. Diana launched Vegan Tours in Madrid only a year ago and has grown her company from food tours to so much more. If you didn't know, I actually used to live in Madrid, and it's where the idea for Vegans Baby first took shape. And the beginning of 2020, I decided to go head back to my old hometown and visit Madrid, and I actually got to meet Diana, and we ran around town eating so much good vegan food. So I am so happy to have her on today and to chat with me all about being vegan in Spain and her business and so much more. Welcome, Diana.
Oh, hi, Diana. I'm so glad to be here. I miss you.
I miss you. It's so good to hear your voice. It's been a crazy couple months, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially here, yeah.
How are you all doing right now with the lockdown? You were telling me you guys have been in quarantine now for a month, yeah?
Oh, yeah. This is the end of the fourth week. And we are doing well, more or less, under the circumstances. We are recovering from the pandemic, and every day less and less people is sadly infected, and the disease, we are beating the disease right now in Spain. But well, we were one of the first ones, so it's natural that we are finishing one of the first countries.
Yeah.
I know very hard in other countries.
And you've had a true lockdown. I know in Las Vegas we've been told to shelter in place, but we haven't had the police enforcing and making sure that we're actually not leaving our home. You have been truly locked down, is that correct?
Yeah, I don't see the street in a month. I haven't left my house in a month, because unless you are working in a hospital or as a nurse or a doctor, you cannot leave the house even for working. And if the police sees you, they find you.
Wow. Well, I'm glad that you've been safe and healthy. I've got a couple friends in Madrid and in Spain. And when the lockdown first started, it broke my heart. And, you know, Spain is like my second home. So I'm just really happy to hear that you all are slowly on the mend and getting better. Diana and I were actually working on our first tour together in June, but unfortunately that is postponed for the time being. But I can't wait to be able to take that tour to Madrid. And then in October, we are bringing another tour to you, and it will actually be Madrid and Paris. But I really want to talk to you because Spain is such an interesting country for me in terms of being vegan. When I lived there, I remember I was at a bar one day and I told the bartender I was vegan and I ordered a vegetable sandwich. And he gave it to me and it had ham on it. And I looked at him and I was like, okay, es esto? And I reminded him that I don't eat meat. And he goes, no está carne, está jamón. And I was like, oh. So the general idea I get of Spain is that it really, you know, ham is its own food group, and the idea of vegan isn't really something that's been necessarily embraced or understood. What do you think about that?
Well, the vegetable sandwich is the typical mistake.
Is it?
I
Oh
think,
no.
I did it at the beginning, but well, you learn very, very fast when you are a vegan here that vegetable sandwich is not your friend and you don't have to order that. But no. I have to tell you that a few years ago, being a vegan in Spain was really hard.
Yeah.
I'm a vegan for the last almost 10 years. And at the beginning, when you go to a bar and you have to explain what a vegan is to the waiter and to the chef, and they don't know what that is, and they give you that look. So yeah, you're totally right. But in the last 5 years, I have to tell you, and that is true, veganism has blossomed in Spain, especially in big cities like Madrid and Barcelona, Valencia, Sevilla. So if you go to a big city, you can find a lot of vegan restaurants. And even like the old typical taverns, they have vegan options. So I have to say that we are very lucky, very, very lucky, especially in Madrid, in a city of 4 million people, we have around 50 vegan restaurant, so you have so much options. I'm having a hard time to choose which vegan restaurant I'm going to visit today, you know.
When I lived there in 2015, I think the concept of veganism was just really starting to grow. There was B13, which was a lot of like fried food, but traditional Spanish or tapas that was veganized. There was the burger restaurant in Lavapiés that I used to go to because I lived in Lavapiés, which is a pretty cool part of like downtown. But there wasn't a whole lot else, especially in terms of like options if you didn't want a burger or just like mock meats and stuff. How do you think it's changed the past few years in terms of the options that are available?
Well, now we have many restaurants that are vegan, but they have food from another country. It's like, for example, the Italian vegan restaurant, Pixie and Dixie. Mm-hmm. We have now a vegan sushi Japanese restaurant in Madrid, so you can eat a lot of different types of vegan sushi and vegan Japanese food, which is great too. And we have a vegan Peruvian restaurant too, which is a surprise. I love Peruvian food, but especially when it's vegan, it's like, wow, it's a surprise. So now you find Thai food, Japanese food, all vegan, Italian, Peruvian, South American food that is vegan. And that's something new. Only started like a year ago, 2 years ago. And
sorry, continue.
And what we see is that now everybody's talking about veganism and everybody's opening a business in the vegan world, you know. For example, the second generation of vegan restaurants in the city center, they are opened by owners who are not vegan. They open vegan restaurants because it's on fashion and there's a lot of money there, but they are the chef maybe or the owner is not even vegan. So it's the demonstration that veganism is growing up so much in Spain, that much money in that business and this industry, that even non-vegans are joining the club, you know?
How do you feel about that? I know that there's like two different sides to that thought process of when a restaurant opens and it's not owned by vegans or run by vegans and the chef isn't vegan. I hear some vegans don't want to support it because it's not that they're quote vegan for the money. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I prefer vegans opening vegan business because that's coherent for me and I love that, you know. And the first vegan restaurants in Spain were open like for ethical people, vegan who wanted to give something to the world, you know, like vegan kitchen. But I have to say that I'm so proud to be in a business world of veganism that attracts people who are not vegan and they are opening vegan businesses instead of only businesses only because it's it's big and it's strong and it's for the future. So I have to say I don't have a bad feeling about that. I think this is a very good sign that we are in a very healthy movement, very strong, and that we are going to dominate the future, you know. I think they are joining the club very, very at the beginning, because this is going to be so big, and so much people is going to be vegan in a few years, and the biggest vegan industry is going to be so strong and so big that they want to be here, and that makes me feel so good.
I agree with you 100%. Plus, you never know if maybe they'll go vegan down the line. Anyway, if they're living it and seeing it, and their customers are vegan, maybe they'll be like, oh, wait, this is something really cool. What a good idea. Let's try it. And they have a whole restaurant where they can try the food. So I guess when you and I walked around, because you took me on a little food tour, and then I literally, so Deanna's not kidding. When you say that how many vegan options there are now, I literally planned my entire trip, and it was to Madrid and Paris, but I planned it entirely on eating. And I'm pretty sure I ate more than I ever should have. But after my first night in Madrid, I met up with you and we did the food tour. And then the next day I woke up and I went, because I love tortilla and I haven't had tortilla as a vegan. So I walked all the way from where I was staying over on one side of downtown to the other side to go get vegan tortilla. And then I walked back to the other side of town to go get vegan donuts. And then I walked like across the street to go get vegan pizza. And then I took a nap. But there's just so much food now. And is that what led you to start these tours? Because you've only been doing this for a year, which, by the way, congratulations. Your tour is fantastic. And I want you to talk about all the different tours you now have, but what initially led you to start these tours?
Well, I've been always in my mind, I had a dream that was veganizing tourism. Mm-hmm. I studied tourism and I've been a guide for many years. Then I left it and worked in an office for a lot of years too. But I always thought tourism must be vegan, you know. If you're a conscious traveler and you want to have like an immersion in another society, in another culture, you have to be respectful. And for me, being respectful is being vegan. So when I quit my job in this boring office that I was dying, I was suffocating there. And I said, well, I have to be a guide again because I love it, makes me so happy. And I thought, but now I'm a vegan, so I have to be a vegan guide. And I have to show the vegan Madrid to the travelers and to make them taste the beautiful, amazing Spanish vegan food. And make them feel like what's been a local for one day, the bars I love and the restaurants I love. And I wanted to show them really my life as a vegan in Madrid. And look, they love it. They love it completely. We have a good, good time. We laugh. We learn a lot about Madrid and Madrilenians. And they learn about the food and the olive oil and the vegan calamari. And I have to say that they are amazed. About our culture. It's a deep Mediterranean culture, and not so much people know about us and what we really are and what we love to do and what we do every day. And then when they discover it, well, they fell in love with Madrid. Many of them is like, look, I'm going to leave the States and I'm going to move to Madrid and I want to live like you. You know, you have like a wonderful life here in Europe.
Well, Spanish life in general is just it's one of my favorite cultures I've ever been a part of. And living there, when I came back in the winter, I was just like, oh my gosh, I have to move back here. I forgot how much I love it. So when you were setting these tours up, because you and I do similar things, I have food tours here in Vegas. What was it like when you reached out to these restaurants and all of the tours you have currently, they only go to vegan restaurants, correct?
Yes, that's okay. Right.
So what did they say? What did the operators say when you approached them and said you wanted to do this?
Oh, they're really very happy to host the tour because they want to meet more people and they want to join these tours, you know. Here, being in the vegan tour is something big. Yeah. I mean, it's the first and the only vegan tour in Madrid, and it's the capital of Spain, so it's a
huge city. It's an important city here, and being part of the tour is really nice for them, and they love it. And in one of the restaurants we visit, the Pizzi and Dizzi restaurant, they prepare every day a different signature tapa for the tour, and it's only for the people who's in the tour. So even if you want to order from the menu the same tapa, you can't, because it's only a design tapa for us, and it's beautiful.
That's amazing. Have you thought about reaching out to other restaurants that are vegan friendly?
Yes, sometimes when one of my restaurants, because I mean, I chose those restaurants because are my favorite restaurants. Yeah. I live there. I'm there all the time. I go there even if I don't have the tour, you know. Yeah, those places I really know and I love. So I promise my clients to show them my real life, and those restaurants are part of my life. So that's why I chose them. But yeah, from time to time they are closed, and then I choose like an omni traditional tavern in Madrid. And then I teach my clients to how to order vegan food in a hostile environment, like a traditional tavern. You know how is that sometimes? Yeah. And I teach them how to order parrillada de verduras or pimientos del padrón, these kind of things.
Mm-hmm. So what about, because, you know, what I've noticed, and you and I actually talked about this when I was in Madrid, is that food is such a part of Spanish culture, like food and family and being social. And you were telling me a story about Sundays in with your family and what you would eat. And so how have you kind of seen those family traditions change to become veganized?
Well, for example, in my family, there is a tradition in Madrid that when you're a kid, like every Sunday, your family take you to Plaza Mayor, and it's the main square in the city center. And then when you get there, your father usually order calamari sandwich for everybody in the family, even if you like it or even if you don't. The tradition is going to Plaza Mayor and order the calamari. Well, when you become a vegan, you really miss that. Not because of the calamari, because it's a memory of your childhood, and you miss being in the Plaza Mayor with your family, sitting down and eating like a huge, greasy calamari sandwich. Well, being a vegan, it's easy to reproduce this experience, because there are like 3 or 4 vegan restaurants in Madrid that have vegan calamari, and they give you a beautiful vegan calamari sandwich, and I promise you, it tastes the same. So I really remember all my childhood and every Sunday with my family, because even my mom, I took my mom to those restaurants, and she told me, hey, you don't fool me, this is real calamari.
But it's not. And those the place she took me to for the calamari was amazing. It was so good. What about other dishes that are traditional Spanish dishes that have been veganized? What are some of those?
Well, for example, you know tortilla de patata, the Spanish omelette.
Yep.
Yeah, usually is with the eggs. Mm-hmm. But here in this place you love in Lavapiés, Viva Chapata. I know you love that place.
Love it.
And they cook the tortilla with chickpea flour.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same taste. I mean, it's the texture and the flour, everything is the same. We love it. And the tortilla is a very traditional and important dish for Spanish.
Do you guys, is your vegan cheese, have people started to make vegan cheese yet in Madrid?
Oh yeah, we don't have like a only cheese shop yet, but I'm sure in a few months or years we will have, because they have one in Paris and in London. So I'm sure it's coming to Madrid too. But we have many vegan shops, and you can buy amazing Spanish cheese. But we are not France. We are not so obsessed about cheese.
What about a vegan jamón? Has that been made yet?
No. No, but we have amazing vegan chorizo. You know, you like chorizo?
Yes, but I didn't try it when I was there, I don't think. I don't think I did. I saw some at there's a little vegan grocery store across from Pizzi Dixie, Did I say that right? Did I mess it up?
Yeah.
But there's that little vegan grocery store, and I went in there, and they had huge, like, long pieces of vegan chorizo. And I thought about getting some, but I was so full. But so you have that. Hello? Did I lose you? Are you there? Hello? Did I lose you?
Okay. Yeah, I know. We are crazy about chorizo. Chorizo is like the highlight of our week. You know, we love it. And we use the pimentón de la Vera. I don't know if you know pimentón de la Vera. It's the Spanish paprika, and it's a beautiful product, and smoke and the smell, it's amazing. And we love it. And we put it on the chorizo. So it's really easy to make like a fake Spanish chorizo, because all you have to do is put a lot of pimentón de la Vera, and then we're gonna love it, and we're gonna buy it, and we're gonna eat it.
So on your tours, you've definitely expanded them over the past year. What tours do you offer now?
Well, we have the vegan tapas tour, the one you know in Malasaña area, and mm-hmm. that's like the main tour. We have a good time. We visit four vegan restaurants, and the last one is for cakes. And well, you know, it's
so good.
I really miss them.
So good. I could eat there every day.
Yeah, that the quality of those vegan cakes, yeah. And my friends and my family, they cannot really tell that it's a vegan cake. You know, it's so good. And they make the cake from scratch. They don't buy any cream or vegan cream, or they prepare everything on the bakery. And Freedom Cakes is the name of the bakery. It's one of my favorite places in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And then we have a vegan Prada museum, because many of my guests were telling me that, yeah, they love going to the Prada museum, but they had a hard time because, you know, many paintings is with dead animals or hunting animals, or, well, you know, it's for being a vegan that we love animals so much and we are so sensitive. Yeah. Sometimes some paintings of the Prada Museum were tough for vegans. So they asked me to make like a vegan Prada Museum. So with my art expert, Jaime, and I, we select the 15 artworks from the master painters of the Prada Museum, which are suitable for vegans. I mean, you don't see dead or hurt animals. Mm-hmm. You only see beautiful power animals from the Greek mythology, or from Michelangelo, from Velázquez, and then you really enjoy Prada Museum, and you don't have to suffer, and you see the humane face of this big cold building that can be this big museum. And then we go tapas to Lavapiés, this place you love, and we go to Viva Chapata tapas, and we have the five or six tapas when we get to Viva Chapata, and we have the vegan calamari, we have patatas bravas, because it's very important in Madrid, you have to eat patatas bravas if you're in Madrid, and then the Spanish tortilla of the omelette from Spain with potatoes, and it's so good. Then we have olive. And a few secrets. I'm not going to tell you everything.
I know, don't. Do you find that a lot of people on your tour aren't vegan?
Well, it was shocking for me, because I thought that all of them were going to be vegan. But no, they are not all vegan. There are many flexitarian and curious people, like people, they don't want to eat meat during the vacation, like every day, and they want to eat something different. And maybe vegan is like a 60% of my clients. The rest of my clients are curious about veganism or flexitarian or vegetarian. But I'm surprised, and I'm very happy to have them because they see how easy is eating vegan in Madrid, and they enjoy the tour so much. And sometimes they say, hey, I'm going vegan, baby.
Perfect. I love that. I've noticed that on my tours too. A lot of people, they're not vegan, but they just want to try it, or they don't want to go to the normal route. And then they eat it and they're like, I can't believe this food is vegan. And yeah, it is. And it's really, really good. And that's kind of my goal with the tours, is to show people how delicious vegan food is and that you're not missing anything. And I feel like, especially in a country like Spain, where food is just so like part of that experience, that being able to go to Spain and eat all of these beautiful dishes is so important. So you're really doing a great service by having this and showing people that when they travel, they can still be vegan, or they can try vegan food if they're not already vegan. Where do you tell people, like, if someone's like, Deanna, I have 24 hours in Madrid, where do I go? What do I eat? What do you tell them?
Well, I would say, please stay longer because you're going to need more days to eat all that food. But for example, I love having breakfast in Freedom Cakes, yes, because they have these cakes, yeah, and these Napolitanas, and the coffee is so good. And also there is another bar called Chilling Cafe, and they have like brunch, and I love brunch. So yeah, some options for breakfast is amazing. Then I could go to the Prada Museum, the vegan Prada Museum, because it's the highlight of the trip. You know, it's one of the best museums in the world. You have, yeah, to visit it. And then I could have lunch, maybe a nice pizza, vegan pizza with the vegan cheese in Pizzivizzi. Or if I'm feeling more like tapas, I could go to the San Ildefonso market, to Vegancy, this vegan stall in the market. That is also a very good choice. Or I could go to Mad Mad Vegan.
Yes.
For a hamburger. Or, yeah. That's so nice. And then I could just walk around Gran Vía Street. I could get to the Royal Palace. And I could see the sunset in the Bot Temple. I don't know if you know, we have an, yes, Egyptian temple in Madrid.
I did.
The sunset.
Yeah, I went for summer solstice. I went there.
Oh, good. That's so the best choice.
Yeah. So gorgeous.
And the sunset is in the Bot Temple. So yeah, we get an ice cream, for example, and we sit down in the grass and we see the sunset. And then it's dinner time. You know, we have dinner very late in Spain.
Yes.
Around, yeah, 9 or 10. So dinner time, maybe I could go for a paella because I love vegan paella.
Yeah.
And there is a restaurant in Gran Vía Street that is called Beloved.
I love them.
Vegetarian restaurant. Yeah, it's so good. And the paella and the fideuá.
Yeah.
They have. The chef is from Valencia, and they, you know, paella is from Valencia too. So people from Valencia, they have like a magic thing to make paella. So yeah, and then a few drinks maybe in one of the hotels in Gran Vía Street, in the attic, in the last floor, they have like a terrace or like a chill out place, and mm-hmm, then a drink, and then you have to go home.
So you mentioned Valencia. How do you think Madrid compares to other cities in Spain for vegan food?
Well, Madrid and Barcelona are like the most important places for vegans, mm-hmm, and for vegan food. Yeah, because it's really veganism is like a urban movement. So the bigger the city, the bigger the movement of veganism in the world. So Madrid and Barcelona are very vegan. And then the third one, I think, would be Sevilla, mm-hmm, and Valencia. Yeah. Valencia is very vegan too. And Sevilla, little by little, it's a very traditional place. The south of Spain is quite traditional. But Sevilla, well, little by little is changing. And now you have nice vegan options there too.
Okay. So what are your plans for, what's next for you and your tours? Once the world opens again, what are your plans for the next couple of years? What do you want to do with your company?
Oh, that's a huge secret that I'm okay. going to tell you. You're the first one to know. So the first one you're going to know, but we are opening new tours in Barcelona, Valencia, and Sevilla.
Congratulations. That's amazing. Oh, I'm so happy. Now that means we can do a whole tour of Spain together.
Yeah, that's the idea. I'm going to give you vegan tours and vegan services in the rest of the cities of Spain, because when you are traveling so far from the States to Europe, you are not going to only stay in Madrid for a couple of days. You have to visit Spain. You have to see the north and the south and the coast. And yes. then how different Spanish people are from the south to the north, and really, really get to know better about us. So I want to show you how Valencia, it's a beautiful and amazing place for paella, for alioli, and then they can make fake fish and vegan fish that is also really nice. And in Sevilla, the tapas in Sevilla are amazing too. So yeah, and Barcelona, of course, is our twin city. So yeah, I'm going to show you with my partners, the girls who are going to run the vegan tours in those cities. And we're going to show you how you can really get to know Spain better, not only Madrid.
I am so excited for this. Also, talking to you makes me so, so hungry. It's still morning here for me, and I'm just like, I want to go. My friend taught me how to make tortilla the other week, and now I want to go make it, because it's really all I ever want to eat now is tortilla. It's so good. Well, Deanna, thank you so much for your time. How can people find out more about you? What are your social media handles? What's your website? How can people get in touch with you?
Okay. Our website is www.madridvegantravel.com. And our Instagram and Facebook is Madrid Vegan Tours. Very easy.
Wonderful. Thank you. I cannot wait to come back to Madrid and see you so soon and go eat more with you, because let's be real, I love eating, and you are just, I love talking to you. I love learning more about the Spanish food and about the culture. I mean, I learned so much from you in that one night we did that tour together than I learned in the entire time I was living in Madrid. So thank you. Please
it's
be well.
It's been a pleasure.
Now. I appreciate you. I'm so grateful for you. I can't wait to see you in person. Have a great evening, and thank you all so much for tuning in. Be safe and be well.
Thank you so much, and it's been a pleasure talking to you. You have to know that I miss you, and Madrid misses you. Aww. So you should be coming as soon as you can.
That's my plan. Besos.
Besos. Adios.
Adios.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of The Good Fork. I am host Diana Edelman of Vegans Baby. I appreciate you all so much. For more on this episode and other show notes, head over to vegansbaby.com and click on The Good Fork podcast. And for more vegan dining, vegan news, and where to go eat in Vegas and beyond, head over to vegansbaby.com. Have a great one.